Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on 1600 ESPN. This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Happy opening day to those who celebrate, and happy Sweet 16 as well. What a sweet day of sports we have. What's turning out to be a Spencer on Sports Power Hour coming your way here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Cubs fall on opening day inside the friendly confines. Friendly for the Washington Nationals today, maybe not the Cubbies. Nats win 10-4, as you just heard on the postgame show with Zach Zaidman here on 1600 ESPN. We'll get you a Cubs report, take a look back at what happened today, take a look around Major League Baseball coming up in our one and only full hour together here with you on 1600 ESPN. That'll be Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. We'll take a quick look at the scoreboard coming up on the What You Missed at Work segment, and then we'll talk some college hoops. Big game tonight, Iowa, Nebraska on the men's side. Iowa State men in action tomorrow night against Tennessee. The coach, Kevin Lehman, will join me for our Off the Glass segment here coming up in about 10 minutes or so. We'll talk some college hoops with him, preview tonight's game and tomorrow's game for the Cyclones, look at the rest of the Sweet 16, and talk some college hoops to get you all set for tonight's games. We'll check in a little bit more with the Hawkeyes and Huskers ahead of tonight's game as well after we talk to Kevin, and then we'll talk some baseball. Cubs report, we'll look at the opening day scoreboard, storylines from today, the early games. Paul Skeens getting roughed up in his season debut against the Mets. Milwaukee taking it to the White Sox today. We'll talk about those games and more coming up between 5 and 6. We'll set you up for the night ahead. Sports Menu will wrap up the 1 hour, Power Hour edition of Spencer on Sports here on 1600 ESPN. So stay with me. Going to hit the reset button, take a quick break, come back after SportsCenter and Radio Iowa News, and dive into the Sweet 16 that's on the way here on 1600 ESPN.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-375-8936. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-375-8936, 800-375-8936, 800-375-8936.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. This is 1600 ESPN.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Christine Lisi. If you blinked, you missed the opening day performance of Pirates ace and NL Cy Young Award winner Paul Skeens. Two-thirds of an inning, 5 runs, 4 hits, tied a career high for most runs allowed in the worst start of his young big league career. Mets beat the Pirates 11-7. The Brewers season began with Jacob Mizorowski giving up a leadoff home run. He was just a bit better after that.
3 balls, 2 strikes on my draw. Mizorowski, the pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Blew a fastball by him at 99 for his 11th strikeout of the afternoon.
The call on 620 WTMJ, Mizorowski, 1 run, 2 hits, 11 Ks in 5. He topped out at 101.1 miles per hour. Brewers routed the White Sox 14-2. Kevin McGonigal, second overall prospect in baseball, doubled in 2 runs in his first at-bat of his Major League debut. Tigers leading the Padres 8-1, top 7. 2-run homer for Kyle Schwarber. Alec Bohm with a 3-run blast. Phillies up 5-0 on the Rangers, bottom 6. Duke point guard Caleb Foster, foot injury. Game time decision tomorrow in the Sweet 16 against St. John's.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by CarePro Home Medical. Connect with people and answers you need for all your medical equipment needs. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
When you notice a wet floor, you're a little more cautious not to slip. But CarePro reminds you that for people 65 and older, falling is a risk under any conditions. Here are a few helpful tips to make the senior in your life safer. Mount grab bars on the inside and outside of the tub and shower. Use non-skid mats or strips. Turn on night lights. And be sure paths are clear. CarePro can help with all the products and advice you need to make the people you care about safer in their home. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson. A report from the Iowa Environmental Council and the Harkin Institute finds some correlation between cancer and areas with environmental risk factors like nitrates, radon, and pesticides. The council's Michael Schmidt says many Iowans seem unaware of how the environment could affect their cancer risk.
And people just didn't have information about what the risks were, what they can do about it.
Iowa has the second highest rate of cancer in the country. An Iowa State University Extension food business specialist says a growing number of people are seeking advice on how to start a home-based food business. Penny Brown-Huber works at the Food Innovation and Business Hub.
Last year, I talked to 555 people across the state about starting cottage businesses, and I'm already on track this year to be well over 600.
Iowa law was changed 4 years ago to make it easier to sell foods from cottage businesses. The bill in the Iowa Senate gives a state sales tax exemption during construction or expansion of data centers and nuclear power plants. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
Attention landowners, the Conservation Reserve Program is now open. CRP is a great option for those hard-to-farm acres. In fact, CRP improves water quality, soil health, and wildlife habitat on your operation. It also safeguards against risky weather events and catastrophic wildfire. All that adds up to a better bottom line for your farm or ranch. CRP signups are going on right now through April 17th. Find a local Pheasants Forever biologist at pheasantsforever.org/CRP or visit your local USDA service center. Farm the best, CRP the rest.
When my kids started falling behind at school, I didn't know what to do. I felt alone, like I was lost in the dark. Then I found understood.org. A nonprofit empowering people with learning and thinking differences like ADHD and dyslexia. They gave us hope, guidance, and tools to move forward. No matter where you are on your path, Understood can help. Visit understood.org/yourpath today.
Live and local sports talk for your ride home. It's Drive Time with Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Drive time for a Thursday, just like every day, driven by our friends at Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Stop in and see them in one of their three locations. You can find them in Iowa City, North Liberty, or in Grinnell. And check them out at LinderTire.com. Find the link to their site on our website, KGYMRadio.com. While you're there, you can check out the live sports schedule. It's available for you at KGYMRadio.com. You can also look at the latest contests, latest news from the station, and more. It's all there for you on the site, KGYMRadio.com. You can also find the same info on our free 1600 ESPN app. Look for KGYM Sports Radio in your app store. Hit that download button if you have not done so yet, and you can keep up with us there. Listen live and more right there on your smartphone. Spencer Wagon and producer Andrew with you for 55 minutes. That's what we got today. It's a power hour show after Cubs postgame show wrapped up. Hanging out till 6, and we'll turn you over to NCAA tournament coverage after 6 tonight here on 1600 ESPN. We'll switch from baseball to some basketball. The coach, Kevin Lehman, set to join me in about 5 minutes for our Off the Glass segment. We'll talk about Hawkeyes and Huskers, Cyclones and Volunteers, and the latest of what's happening in college hoops coming up here in just a few moments. Also check in a little bit more with the Hawkeyes and Huskers, Fred Hoiberg, and Bennett Sturts as well before 6. Get you a quick Cubs report brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers that's on the way after 5:30. We'll take a look at the rest of the opening day scores, some of the highlights from today, maybe some of the lowlights, too, of what happened in Major League Baseball so far. And we'll preview the night ahead in sports on the sports menu. That's at 5:50. Also have a chance before 6 to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Iowa Heartlanders in action. The hockey team in action for Fan Appreciation Day against the Indy Fuel. That game coming up on April 12th. We'll give you the text to win code coming up before 6 as well. 319-366-1600. That is the talk line and the text line. Let's get things going here on a Thursday with this.
The sports world was just as busy as you were today. Here's what you missed while you were at work.
Have you heard the news?
On 1600 ESPN.
Another day, another entry into the transfer portal for the Iowa State women's basketball team. Alisa Williams is looking for a new home as well. She told the Des Moines Register earlier today that she intends to enter the transfer portal. The 6'2" forward was a redshirt junior this past season for Iowa State. She was primarily a backup for Audie Crooks on the team. Williams appearing in 67 games for Iowa State the last two seasons and did make two starts. She averaged about 4 points and just a hair under three rebounds per game, while playing about 10 minutes per contest. She shot about 53% from the field this past year, averaged just under 5 points. The numbers I gave you before for her career, averaged just under 5 points and about three rebounds per game here this season. She, of course, began her collegiate career at LSU, played in 23 games there as a freshman on the team that won the national championship. Let's get a quick look at the baseball side of things here before we get to a quick glance at the scoreboard. Big matchup, a big series starting up here this weekend in our own backyard in Iowa City. The Iowa baseball team getting a rare opportunity to play the nation's top-ranked team. And the Hawkeyes host number one UCLA in a Big Ten series starts coming up tomorrow night at Duane Banks Field. Iowa so far 3-3 in league play, while the Bruins are 9-0. Here's head coach Rick Heller.
We have played number one team. Actually, we beat LSU when they were ranked number one a few years ago, and they ended up winning the national championship. It was in a tournament down in Texas. But to my knowledge, at least in my time, there's never been a number one team come to town and play at Duane Banks Field.
Heller says UCLA, a combination of talent and experience, that's led to their number one ranking.
The NCAA Division I Player of the Year is back at shortstop. This is a year that it all lined up for UCLA and Coach Savage, where all of these guys came back. And they were very good last year, and now he's got not only the talent but the experience. They're loaded.
That top player he's talking about is Rock Chalowski, who is projected to be the number one pick in this summer's MLB draft. Overall, Heller telling his team to embrace the opportunity to face off with number one.
It's a great challenge. It's a great opportunity to have the number one team in the country at our place where we play well. Let's take advantage of that opportunity and let's take on the challenge and try to play the best we can. Try to play the perfect game, knowing that we won't, but let's keep it at a minimum. And if we catch them on a day where maybe they don't play their best, that gives you the chance to win.
First game of the series tomorrow night at 6 at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. It continues Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning, 11 a.m. first pitch for the final game of that series between the Hawkeyes and the Bruins. Let's quick check the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Have four finals in the books. Cubs falling today at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field, losing to the Washington Nationals 10-4. Nats getting a 6-run fourth inning in that one to help beat the Cubs 10-4 in the season opener for both teams. White Sox fall to Milwaukee 14-2 at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Twins lose in a pitcher's duel 2-1 to the Baltimore Orioles out of Camden Yards. And then the Mets beating the Pirates earlier today 11-7. In progress right now, Reds trail the Red Sox 1-0. Tigers up 8-2 on the Padres. And the Cardinals trail the Rays 7-1. We'll take a closer look at some of those games coming up here in just a little bit. Cubs report and more after 5:30 here on 1600 ESPN. But that was a look at what you missed at work here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports.
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Spencer on Sports here for a Thursday evening. Busy, busy day. A sweet day, though, in sports. You got opening day teaming up with the Sweet 16. double the sweetness. It's like extra sugar for your sweetness today, your sports sweetness here for a Thursday and going into the weekend. So that is A-OK with me. I'm a fan of both sports. I'm a fan of all sports, but watching basketball tonight, baseball during the day, that is A-OK with me. 319-366-1600. You got a score prediction for tonight's game, Iowa-Nebraska. Who you think's going to win the big rivalry matchup down in Houston, Texas, which tips off in just under 90 minutes. Love to hear from you on the text line, 319-366-1600. Let's talk about tonight's game and look ahead to Iowa State, Tennessee as well with the coach, Kevin Lehman. It's our Off the Glass segment here on a Thursday, of course, brought to you by Chris Shooter Lehman with Edge Realty Group. You can find him at Edge Realty in Iowa City and up and down the corridor. Check out his listings at edge-realtygroup.com. Kevin, I appreciate you moving things around with me today. How's it going?
No problem. I want to know, how is your bracket doing, Spencer?
Well, that's a good question. Let's see here. Well, I can tell you for certain I did not have Iowa-Nebraska in the Sweet 16. Actually, not too bad. My Final Four is still intact. I was pretty bad at picking upsets. That's for sure. All the ones that I thought would happen did not. Except for VCU. I had VCU over North Carolina, but everything else I kind of missed on. But I think I'm doing okay. Except the South region's a little messy. There's a lot of red ink on my bracket down there. How about you?
Well, I got some red ink throughout mine too, and yeah, that Texas coming out of that first four kind of blew my bracket up in the West region. And I also picked VCU for that upset, big win for them over North Carolina. I saw a lot of VCU when I was preparing for that Dayton-Bradley NIT game. So that team was really talented, especially their bench. But, I'm not too bad. At 48, I am 38 out of 48. So I've had 10 misses in that first two rounds.
I missed on High Point. I had BYU going to the Sweet 16. I had, I messed up the Tennessee-Virginia game. And then, I had Kansas beating St. John's. I was a believer in KU to get past the Red Storm. But aside from that, not bad.
Because every year, do not advance Wisconsin. I always do. And they burn me every NCAA tournament.
I only had them winning one game. I had them losing to Arkansas. So I kind of learned my lesson, but not enough, apparently. So
no.
Hey, man, Hawkeyes in the Sweet 16, first time since 99. Yeah. I mean, what do you think? I hate to be generic and just say, what do you think? But, I mean, it's just, this was not on my bingo card. I had Florida and Vanderbilt in the Sweet 16 tonight, and we didn't get that. We got a good old-fashioned Big Ten West slobber knocker between these two teams. What's your reaction to just Iowa being in this moment?
Two teams that know each other so well, who can make the adjustments, and I think this comes down to a couple things here. Free throws. Who gets the free throw line the most? Because the team that did won in their first two matchups, and that tells you how aggressive that team is in attacking the basket. We saw what Iowa did in their win over Florida. They attacked the paint and spread them out. Now, this is a Nebraska team that wants to really load to the ball, so that backside three ball's open, or your ability to shot fake and drive that. I think Cooper Koch is going to be huge. He had a total of 19 threes attempted in these two games against Nebraska. He's going to have opportunities again. I think it's a supporting cast, Spence. We know that. I really think that you're going to see a Sturts and Price Stanford cancel each other out. So how well can Tavian Banks play? Can Fulgaris recover from making that shot? Because sometimes your head gets in the clouds. Mm. You got to get him back down. He's got to get his feet on the ground for this one. And, for Nebraska, Jamarcus Russell, Bukinjel will be big for him. And, of course, Sam Hoiberg makes plays, winning plays. So I think it's the key is going to be those supporting casts.
You know, and Frager had that huge, huge shot to put them ahead, and then they survived by a couple inches against Vanderbilt in that second round game. So, look for Frager, too. Yeah, I think it's supporting cast. And, that's going to be interesting. We were talking about this yesterday on the show, just the what you said, Sanford versus Bennett Sturts. Sturts did such a good job canceling him out in Iowa City, Can he do the same? Can Sanford continue to find his shot and make those winning plays? You know, it's not one of those games. I'd be surprised, Kevin, if this was one of those games where it was so greatly one-sided, like either team won by 10 or more just because of what we saw in the regular season, right?
This is going to come down to who can make plays in the last 2 minutes, maybe the last minute, maybe who has the last possession. I think these teams are so evenly matched, and they know each other so well. That's what it's going to come down to. And we talked all season about the Hawkeyes supporting cast. They have a supporting cast now. Sturts goes 0 for 9 from 3 in that win over Florida. The rest of the team stepped up. I think they're so confident. That's the difference between this Iowa team that played Nebraska the first two times and the Iowa team that's playing now, is the confidence in those people that are supporting Bennett Sturts.
I think they've took what Ben McCollum said at a couple different points throughout the season. They took it to heart, especially after that Ohio State loss. He said something along the lines of, we can't settle for being second best. We can't keep settling for just being close enough. And I think especially in that game against Florida, you know, they made the plays that were necessary down the stretch. They've learned how to win games, right? It's been a slow process, but they've learned how to win games, like you said, with the supporting cast and when Bennett Sturts doesn't have another worldly scoring or shooting night. And that's been key to what we've seen, right?
I think those games in the Big Ten against Michigan, when they played well, can close them out. You can go right down the list of those upper echelon teams that the Hawks played and couldn't close them out, is now paying dividends. And how many times do we hear Ben McCollum say, we're going to fight? This is a tough team. They don't back down from anybody. I think that's maybe the most pleasing thing I've seen from this team. There's some toughness there. There's some real grit and toughness. We always talk about lack of size up front, maybe lack of athletes. And again, we got a team that's going to have five former Valley players in the starting lineup, with Rink Mass from Nebraska, is a former Bradley guy. But these guys have really developed some toughness and some grit to them. And I think Nebraska got a lot of that too, led by Sam Hoiberg. That's why this is just a fantastic matchup.
Who do you think moves on, Huskers or Hawkeyes? Who's playing likely Houston in the Elite Eight?
I think the Hawks can move on from this one. I really do. I think their confidence in that Florida game, but I think Fulgaris is huge. Because a lot of times a guy hit a big shot like that, he's never been in that position before. Because we got to understand, when you go to the NCAA tournament, the media frenzy is unbelievable. So your ability to handle that is a key to moving on and winning the next game. So Fulgaris has to put aside all the attention he's getting and get his feet on the floor and play a really good game. But I think Iowa can advance this because they're the team that can make plays in the last 2 minutes of a game.
Where does Alvaro's shot rank, when it comes to biggest moments in Hawkeye hoops history? We were talking about this on, I think it was Tuesday. It's got to be top five, and I've seen quite a few people say it's number one, and maybe that's just recency bias talking. But it broke a long drought of getting to the second weekend. I totally get why that's top tier for many fans out there.
Well, I got to go back. Rob Brooks and I talked about this with Kent McClausen on the Black and Gold Breakdown earlier this week. I go back to Steve Waite, the shot he made against Georgetown when Iowa made that run to the Final Four in 1980. So I got to go way back to a long time for great shots. But it certainly is right up there with – it's in the top five, no question.
Question on the text line. I know you don't have the answer to it, but who do you think Peyton Sanford is rooting for? Everybody to have a good time?
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's another great tie in here. You know, you got Price, who had a really good freshman year at Iowa, but then, you know, he went to Fred Hoiberg's camps when he was a youngster, so there's a tie in there when Fred was at Iowa State. Those two would know each other well, so when he jumped in the portal, that was a natural fit for him, and he certainly has blossomed in that system over there.
Iowa State, Tennessee tomorrow night. The big story there is Joshua Jefferson. He was out on the court at practice, but by all accounts, he really didn't do much in terms of actual basketball things, just kind of shot the ball around. I think they can get by Tennessee without Jefferson, but, man, getting any farther without him is going to be an even bigger challenge. What do you think?
The MIG, most important guy in this game, is not Joshua Jefferson. It is Dick Miller, the Iowa State trainer. He's got to have this kid ready to go. And I've known Vic for years. This guy is not sleeping. They're doing all sorts of treatment to get him ready to go. Here's the challenge for her and his team. They have to prepare as if he's not going to play. And he's a bonus if he does play Joshua Jefferson. So you got to put Heisey in there. They don't quite have the size. You've got the point forward, Joshua Jefferson, the ball in his hand so much. But they have to prepare like he's not going to play. So if he does, it becomes a bonus. And I'm with you, Spence. I think they can win this game without him. And maybe if they get an early lead, they don't even need to put him in and give him some more rest. But when they get done with this one, then comes the big challenge. So they go against whoever comes out of the bracket, which I think is going to be the Wolverines.
Yeah, Wolverines and Alabama, that should be an interesting matchup for sure. Wolverines, of course, don't have a couple of their key guys from earlier in the season. The Alabama doesn't, I should say. So I think Michigan probably takes that one pretty soundly.
Well, here's the problem with that game. Bama's going to come out firing threes.
Yep.
So if they get hot, that's always a team. Just to get hot one game, they can knock somebody out of there.
Purdue and Texas tonight. We know Matt Painter's had trouble with the double-digit seeds in the past. Should they be worried about the Longhorns tonight?
Well, I think the Longhorns are the hottest team going right now that's not named Iowa Hawkeyes. So they broke my bracket, the Texas Longhorns. So I'd like to see Purdue break the Texas Longhorns.
Arizona, Arkansas tonight, too. Tommy Lloyd hasn't been past the Sweet 16 since he's been at Zona, but I think they get by the Hogs, but Darius Acuff is incredible. He's been playing great ball lately.
Acuff's a guy who can take you to the Final Four himself. So Arizona's got to get control of it. And Tommy Lloyd's got some distractions going on because his name's getting thrown in that North Carolina Tar Heel coaching mix. He's trying to defer it off. But that's always a problem when you're in this position and you're trying to advance in the NCAA tournament when your name gets started mentioned, especially for a job like this that's a blue blood job. But we talked about Arizona before. Old school, I love them. They don't rely on the three. They're going to pound it at you, big and strong. That is a team I'm picking to win the whole thing.
As am I. I'm still rocking with the Wildcats, that's for sure. Also tomorrow, Duke St. John's and UConn Michigan State. I like the Blue Devils. I picked them. I'm going to stick with them. I also picked Michigan State to knock out UConn, and I know you're not a Danny Hurley fan.
No, I'm not, but I'll tell you what. This Duke St. John's game is going to be a great one because Duke's a little banged up. Caden Boozer's their de facto point guard. I think St. John's can get this one. I really do, even though I've got Duke advancing on my bracket. I think St. John's is one of the hottest teams going right now, other than the Texas Longhorns. They've had one loss since January 3rd. That was that loss to UConn, but they are really playing well right now at St. John's. And I think they got the big guys in Zubi Ejiofor that they can handle Cam Boozer without sending a double team down there, and that will really help their defensive efforts.
What do you make of the North Carolina job being open? Otzelberger's been mentioned for that. He came out and said that he's interested in staying at Iowa State. You mentioned Tommy Lloyd a little bit ago. Where do you think they turn? Billy Donovan's been tossed out there. His name, would he leave the NBA for Chapel Hill? I don't really know, but should be interesting to see because UNC is going to take a big swing, obviously.
Well, think about this one now. Tommy Lloyd, Arizona. How difficult it is to win the Big 12 versus the ACC, which is really top-loaded with Duke, then after that Virginia maybe. I think it's easier to win in the ACC right now than it is in the Big 12. So there's a factor in there too, but they're going to go after the big-name guys. I think Billy Donovan's got a problem because he's tied up with the Bulls. And because of the transfer portal now, you can't wait for a coach. They got to go now to get players in their system. So for them to wait for Billy Donovan will be put him way behind the eight ball.
And Will Wade's apparently back to LSU. Yeah. What the heck? I mean, look, Will Wade is a character. I'll leave it at that. There's a lot we could probably say it would get me fired and get you banned from the airwaves here. But that whole scenario is just like, what was the point of even firing him at the time? I guess.
I tell you, Spence, we got Nebraska's now a basketball school, Indiana's a football school, and Will Wade is going back to LSU. That's how topsy-turvy this world is. Now, when he was at McNeese State 2 years ago, they were in the Paradise Jam. So I got to spend 3 days with him down in three games. Really a nice guy. I mean, I really enjoyed getting to know him because I had the same, like you had this really impression that there was going to be like grease dripping off of this guy. But I tell you what, I really enjoyed interviewing him and picking his brain for what was coming up those games. And I tell you what, he is a really, really good coach. And he certainly knows how to use the portal in NIL and all those funds, because he was doing it before it was legal.
Yep. Now it's legal. That's what NIL means to some, that's for sure.
Hey, Spence, add up the payroll of the LSU coaching staff between Kim Mulkey, their football staff, basketball. Softball is big down there. Baseball, I mean, wow. That athletic department is shelling out some cash.
They've got a lot of it, that's for sure. Lane Kiffin, Kim Mulkey, and Will Wade alone. That's just quite the trio.
Would you love to be in a foursome on the golf course
with those three? I don't know. I don't know if I could survive. I could talk with Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin seems like a cool cat, but I'm not sure about Kim Mulkey.
I'll tell you what, Kim Mulkey's she's a great lady, too, because they've been twice. Baylor, they're in the Virgin Islands. Paradise Gym, I dealt with her at Baylor, and then she was here this year with that LSU team, and she is just a joy, because when she's on that team, but when she turns and comes to talk to us as the broadcast staff, she just flips the switch off and the nicest woman you'd ever want to meet.
Wow. I would have never painted that picture of her.
I tell you, my knees were shaking the first time I had to go interview her, but she certainly had a gentle heart when she got to deal with me, but because she was all over those players, man. She leaves no stone unturned when she's coaching those girls.
All right, Kevin, appreciate the time. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right, man, this is a great lineup this weekend. My favorite weekend is coming up.
I would totally agree. Appreciate it. That is the coach, Kevin Lehman, on our Off the Glass segment a little bit later than usual, but appreciate him making some time for us here on 1600 ESPN. Again, it's brought to you by Chris Shooter Lehman with Edge Realty Group. You can find Shooter at Edge Realty in Iowa City and up and down the corridor. And check out his listings at edge-realtygroup.com. 319-366-1600. If you have thoughts on tonight's games in the Sweet 16, and more, you're welcome to share your thoughts on the text line or the talk line, as we have kind of the abbreviated program here for you on a Thursday. Let's get some thoughts on that Iowa-Nebraska matchup. Just some final audio here from the players and coaches here. This is Bennett Sturts here. Let's make sure I got the right clips queued up here. I do. I still have them ready to go. Bennett Sturts here talking about seeing a familiar face on the other side of the court, the faces, I should say, familiar team on the other side, the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
It's obviously pretty intense. Both teams care about their sports, and I think it's any sport you play, Iowa, Nebraska, it's going to be high-level intense, and people care about it a lot. So it'll be a packed-out arena, and just looking forward to it.
And as we just talked about with Kevin Sturts, limited to 11 points and only 10 shots in their loss in Lincoln to the Cornhuskers in that regular season finale, looking to have obviously a better performance tonight, and had this to say about trying to make it a different outcome here tonight as they face off down in Houston.
Unfortunately, I didn't play well at all, but that's a testament and credit to them. Their defense is ready to go, and I didn't really get many clean looks at the rim or from three, so that's not a big worry, because even if I don't get any looks and lots of eyes are on me, then Cam or Kale or any of the other guys on the team will get looks. So, just trying to get everyone involved. And if I needed to go score a bucket, hopefully I can do that.
And here's Cam Manyov for the Hawkeyes talking about the rivalry that he learned about quickly between the Hawkeyes and the Huskers.
Yeah, along the same lines of what Bennett said, just how much both fan bases and teams care about the rivalry and just how big it is. And both games were super intense and high level. And so really just excited to play in a rivalry game in this type of environment.
Iowa's Cam Manyov there. On the Nebraska side, here is Fred Hoiberg, their head coach, talking about Iowa and how they control the pace and tempo of the game. Says that's going to be a concern tonight, like it was in the first two meetings between these two schools this year.
I thought they did a great job with that in those first two games. They get up 10 early on Clemson and did the same thing, got a double-digit lead against Florida, and they were able to control pace and tempo for the entire game. That was the story, I thought, in our two games as well, and they do as good a job as anybody.
Hoiberg saying rebounding going to be key to who comes out on top tonight.
You know, with what Iowa did, having more offensive rebounds than Florida was so unbelievably impressive. and also having 15 offensive rebounds against Clemson. And I think won the battle of the glass by 13 in that game. So, you know, just they're playing their best basketball this season.
And of course, the Huskers getting to the Sweet 16 almost didn't. If that shot goes down from Vanderbilt, that's a much different game. But hey, the Huskers got through. They survived. They advanced. A thrilling game, but you can't focus too much on what happened last weekend. It's what's happening tonight, and that is the game against one of your biggest rivals, the Iowa Hawkeyes.
If you get caught up in it and if you get satisfied, you're not going to last very long in this tournament. And again, I look back at the team that we put together all season long. They found a way to move past it. And whether it's been a tough, devastating loss, our guys have found a way to regroup and refocus, or if it's been a big emotional win. And that's what it was this last weekend. Did we celebrate? Absolutely we did. I think every team that's in this position right now celebrates it, but then you got to get over it.
That's Nebraska's Fred Hoiberg at media availability yesterday ahead of tonight's game, which tips off in about an hour from down in Houston. Part of the Sweet 16 tonight. We'll go through that schedule one more time, look at the odds for tonight's games, and more coming up. That'll be part of the sports menu here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600. Got some baseball to get to. We'll circle back to the baseball side of things. Quick look at the Cubs report that is coming up here in just a few moments. Also look at the opening day scoreboard, and we'll get you that sports menu, a little preview of what's happening around the sports world tonight. Sweet 16 on the men's side, some NBA tonight, also some hockey, and the rest of what you can expect in Major League Baseball. We'll talk about that and more coming up in just a bit here on 1600 ESPN. Before we do that, let's get you an opportunity to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Iowa Heartlanders in action. The Iowa Heartlanders hockey team holding their Fan Appreciation Day. It's coming up on Sunday, April 12th at Extreme Arena in Coralville. The puck drops at 3 p.m. for the game against the Indy Fuel. They've got some cool giveaways and events that are part of this Fan Appreciation Day. Sounds like an LED foam finger giveaway is part of it. You can also enjoy some pregame food trucks and a pyrotechnic show as well. If you want to go, if you want a chance at a four-pack of tickets to the Heartlanders, all you have to do is text in the keyword of the day, really the keyword of the week when you think about it. The keyword is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE. Text that to 319-366-1600. Again, your keyword is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE. Text that to 319-366-1600, and you could win a four-pack of tickets to the Heartlanders and their Fan Appreciation Day coming up on April 12th. Again, SCORE is the word, 319-366-1600. We'll draw a winner out of all the eligible entries, and we'll let you know if you are the lucky winner via the text line. Good luck, and we'll get you one more chance to win coming up tomorrow here on 1600 ESPN. Some baseball talk, a Cubs report, and more next here on 1600 ESPN. Eastern Iowa's home for sports.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Rain showers will come to an end later on this evening, and we'll start to see decreasing clouds later on tonight. Conditions will be breezy, though, as temperatures fall back in the lower 30s. Our skies will be mostly sunny as we go throughout our Friday. Cooler temperatures, though, with highs reaching the middle 40s. Our skies will stay mostly clear Friday night. It will be chilly. Overnight temperatures will drop back to around 20 degrees. We're expecting lots of sunshine on Saturday with high temperatures reaching the lower 50s. And that was a check. For your Weather First forecast, I'm meteorologist Kason Frericks.
I'm Chris Shooter Lehman. The nickname has followed me from my college basketball days. Lifelong Iowa City resident, I have extensive experience in both residential and income investment property. That gives me a definite edge in guiding you through today's changing market. I will guide you through the process and you can make informed decisions.
Chris Shooter Lehman with Edge Realty Group. Over 25 years serving your real estate needs in Iowa City and the surrounding corridor. Email Shooter at edge-realtygroup.com.
The long goodbye begins. A very special evening with Journey. Final Frontier Tour. April 8th, KC Center. Journey. Tickets are on sale now at journeymusic.com. Your chance to say goodbye to the songs that changed our lives. Journey. Final Frontier Tour.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone.
After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Iowa. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The search for your favorite local restaurant ends at Emil's Hideaway. You're tired of try-too-hard menus and all the hype. So escape to the best comfort food around and an actual good time. Emil's Hideaway, away from the noise, on Glenbrook Drive Southeast, off First Ave in CR.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Check out your scores and see how you're doing in the Hertzine & Stocker Jewelers 1600 ESPN Bracket Challenge at kgymradio.com. Hertzine & Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City.
That's the ease at which you get information. You want it, you get it. Like that. Ask your phone. Group chat. Smartphone. You're always connected and informed in real time. No waiting. So if you're diabetic and still using finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? Knowing your blood sugar levels instantly is important for managing diabetes. Call US Med at 888-665-0696. To learn more about continuous glucose monitors, a real-time, instant method to track your blood glucose, US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 1,000 private insurers. And the best part? Call 888-665-0696, and we'll give you a free insurance benefits check today. So call 888-665-0696 today. That's 888-665-0696. And manage your diabetes as easy as...
Want to hear about his sports card collection? Of course you do. Now back to Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Thursday edition of the show, a power hour continuing on here on 1600 ESPN. With you till 6, we'll turn you over to NCAA tournament coverage coming up after 6 tonight. Programming alerts, I'm off tomorrow afternoon, so you get Freddie and Harry from ESPN Radio for a couple extra hours. Back with you on Monday. Almost said Friday. Tomorrow's Friday. Monday at 4 here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600. Get to some more of your thoughts on tonight's Sweet 16 coming up here in just a little bit. But first, let's get you a Cubs report brought to you by Hertzine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street in downtown Iowa City. See what they have to offer at HertzineandStockerJewelers.com. We appreciate their support of the station and of Cubs baseball here on 1600 ESPN. It was not a happy opening day for the Chicago Cubs. Washington Nationals were very rude house guests today. Yeah, they were. Nationals win 10-4 inside Wrigley Field here this afternoon. Cubs actually had a 2-1 lead in the game today. Single from Michael Busch and an RBI single from PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, giving them a 2-1 lead in the third inning. But the Nats exploding for 6 runs in the fourth inning to help them take the lead. They got some insurance runs in the ninth. Cubs had a couple opportunities to try to cut into that lead in the late innings. But Brady House, one of two players with two run homers today. House clubbed a 2-run homer to make it 10-4 and effectively put the game on ice. Jacob Young also hitting a 2-run homer for the Nats. And Joey Weimer, guy who played for Craig Counsell in Milwaukee, Joey Weimer, 3-for-3 with a home run against his former skipper. He plays for the Nationals now. Nats win 10-4 over the Cubs. Cubs taking the loss today. Matthew Boyd, he got lit up by the Nats, touched up by the Nats. He went 3 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs, walked 1, and struck out 7. He takes the loss today. The Nats win going to Brad Lord. The star of the game for the Cubbies today, Michael Busch, 3-for-4, a couple of doubles, scored 2 runs, and walked once in the loss. So an 0-1 start, but the good news is there's 161 other games to play, and the Cubs will get another crack at the Washington Nationals here in this opening weekend series. Off tomorrow, there's that built-in kind of rain day that MLB puts in there for most teams. So the series resumes on Saturday. It'll be Cade Horton and Miles Michaelis, your pitching matchup from Wrigley Field. Saturday, 1:20 p.m. first pitch. That means pregame coverage starts at 12:45 here on 1600 ESPN. The same for Sunday as well. Nationals win today 10-4 inside Wrigley Field. It was not all bad news today, and this is, I guess, the first ever, I don't know if it's the first ever, but a breaking news story on the Cubs report. Jesse Rogers from ESPN reporting the Cubs not only have they locked up Pete Crow Armstrong for the foreseeable future, the Cubs are in agreement with second baseman Nico Horner on a six-year deal, according to Jesse Rogers. No terms or anything revealed yet by anyone in the Major League Baseball reporting circles, but Rogers reporting it is a six-year deal pending a physical, according to Jesse Rogers from ESPN. So Nico Horner getting a well-deserved extension and probably quite a bit of cash from the Cubs. So PCA and Nico Horner in basically consecutive days there. So that news coming out within the last 30 minutes or so here. So some good news on what was not a positive opening day for the Cubs on the north side of Chicago. But again, game two of that series, not tomorrow. Don't come listening for Cubs tomorrow because they won't be on the air. They don't play. That's on Saturday, 12:45, pregame 1:20 first pitch for game two between Washington and the Chicago Cubs. That is your Cubs report. Really quick one for you today, brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Again, Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.com. Looking at the rest of what happened in Major League Baseball today, let's check out the regional teams here. The Brewers, man. Brewers. 14-2 winners over the Chicago White Sox. Big day for Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz, five innings, struck out 11 batters today. Gave up a leadoff home run to Chase Meidroff of the White Sox, but beyond that, he was basically flawless. Five innings, two hits, just that one run to Meidroff in the first inning. Walked three and struck out 11. In fact, the White Sox today as a team for the entire game, struck out 20 times against Milwaukee's pitching. White Sox getting that run from Meidroff and then another run in the later innings. But all Milwaukee today in the season opener for both teams, 14-2 up at American Family Field. The Twins losing today 2-1. Only run of the game coming on a sack fly from former Cedar Rapids Colonel Luke Keyshaw today. Joe Ryan struck out 7. He was saddled with the no decision today as the Orioles win their home opener against the Twins. A little piece of, I guess it's history today. I don't know necessarily what you call it, but a streak broken. Tyler O'Neill, if you have been paying attention to opening day of the last several years, he had hit a home run for six straight opening days. Today, not so much. He could not push the streak to 7, unfortunately. But Tyler O'Neill, that streak coming to an end in that win for the O's today. The season opener, NBC, with the opener today. Of course, Netflix had the opener last night. Broadcast needed some work. Score bug was kind of weird. A little bit too much emphasis on non-baseball stuff, in my opinion. Yankees winning last night over the Giants. But NBC, with the doubleheader tonight, they'll have the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks later on today for the nightcap. But the Mets, they beat the Pirates 11-7. Paul Skenes, just two-thirds of an inning, four hits, five earned runs, walked two and struck out one. His ERA is at 67 to start the year. I'm sure that will come down as the season goes on, but a small sample size for Paul Skenes. He gets taken out early against the Mets. Freddy Peralta ends up getting the win despite giving up a home run early to Brandon Lau of the Pirates. Lau ended up with two dingers on the day. Francisco Alvarez and Carson Bench, the Uber prospect for the Mets, also going yard in that one for New York. So the Mets season off to a good start. Pirates, not so much there. Looking at the other scores here, just going final, Red Sox beating the Reds today, 3-0, that at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Other games currently in progress. The Angels, they lead the Astros 2-0. The Tigers beating up on the Padres 8-2. I saw Kevin McGonigal, the top prospect for Detroit. He hit a home run in that game today for Detroit. Rangers and the Phillies. Phillies up 5-2 on Texas. That's at Citizens Bank Park. And man, when I updated you on the What You Missed at Work segment, the Cardinals were losing to the Tampa Bay Rays. Not so much anymore. Cardinals have roared back 9-7. They lead here as that game is now in the seventh inning. It was an 8-run sixth inning for the Redbirds as they now lead Tampa Bay down at Busch Stadium. Alec Burleson with a home run to give the Cardinals the lead in the sixth inning. J.J. Weatherholt, the top prospect for the Cardinals, making his MLB debut, and he led off the scoring with a solo home run in the third. Also had a sac fly part of that sixth inning. So the Cardinals in the bottom half of the seventh, leading Tampa Bay 9-7. Two more baseball games tonight. The one I mentioned, the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks from Los Angeles. That's at 7:30 on NBC tonight. And then the Cleveland Guardians are out in Seattle as they face off with the Mariners. Tanner Bibee and Logan Gilbert, your mound matchup. And that one, Zach Gallen and Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the mound matchup for Dodgers and Diamondbacks earlier today. So, or I should say later on tonight in that one. So that's your Major League Baseball look, Cubs report, and a quick look at what happened today so far in the major leagues for opening day. Plenty more action to come tomorrow and into the weekend. We'll talk about it on Monday's show here on 1600 ESPN. Lots of stuff happening tonight. We got the Sweet 16. We've got NBA and hockey action. We'll preview that and more next here on 1600 ESPN.
When you picture a gambling problem, you might imagine someone who's lost everything. But the real harm isn't always visible. More than 20 million the effects of problem gambling, secretly impacting their finances, relationships, and mental health. The Iowa Lottery reminds you that March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. If gambling has stopped in just a game for you or someone you know, you're not alone. Get the free and confidential help you need at 1-800-BETS-OFF today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Power Hour slowly winding down, actually quickly winding down. When you only have an hour to work with, you got to keep it flowing, and it was flowing today, that's for sure, here on 1600 ESPN. Let's wrap things up. Already talked about baseball for today. Let's look at the rest of the night ahead in sports, the sports menu up now.
What are you eating?
Instant mashed potatoes for frozen TV dinners.
And I want to know why it didn't have mayonnaise.
Okay. On the menu today, we have...
Well, if you like basketball, tonight is the night for you. Like I said, a really sweet day in sports because you had opening day and then the Sweet 16 tipping off here tonight. Four games tonight, four games tomorrow. We'll have coverage, live coverage coming up here in just about 10 minutes here on 1600 ESPN. Games tonight, Iowa-Nebraska, of course. Talked about that earlier in this Power Hour with the coach, Kevin Lehman. Heard a little bit from Bennett Sturts, Cam Manya, and Fred Hoiberg as well. Hawkeyes and Huskers at 6:30 on TBS from the Toyota Center in Houston. Nebraska's still a 1.5-point favorite at DraftKings, the total at 131.5. Preceding that, about 20 minutes earlier, tip-off on CBS from San Jose is Purdue and Texas, the 2-seed versus the 11-seed tonight. Purdue is an 8.5-point favorite over the Texas Longhorns, the total set at 147.5 for this one here tonight. Purdue, of course, in the time under Matt Painter, has had some struggles with double-digit seeds. He has 5 career losses to seeds 11 through 16. Joining Bob Knight, Rick Barnes, and Steve Alford for second most by any coach. Only Jim Boeheim has more with 6. Purdue, of course, notably lost by 15 to number 15 seed St. Peter's. Didn't lose by 15. They lost to 15 seed St. Peter's in the 2022 Sweet 16. So not a guarantee that they are able to get out of the game tonight. As you heard Kevin Lehman say earlier in the show, Texas and Iowa, the two hottest teams, the quote-unquote Cinderellas left in this tournament. So certainly is going to be interesting to see that matchup here tonight. I'd side with Purdue. I had Purdue going, my brackets are on the other side of the table there, but had them going and meeting up with Arizona. So I'd go with Purdue tonight regardless. Iowa, Nebraska at 6:30. Like I said, Arizona, Arkansas. Arizona's my champ, so I'm going to stick with them. But Arizona, Arkansas tonight from San Jose. Arizona, an 8.5-point favorite in that one over Darius Acuff and John Calipari and the Hogs. And then, interesting game tonight, Illinois and Houston. Houston, just a 2.5-point favorite over the Fighting Illini. Could see an all Big Ten Elite Eight matchup this weekend. That certainly would be something to watch if Illinois can pull the upset over Houston in their own backyard. Brad Underwood, the head coach of the Fighting Illini, was asked earlier this week about playing in Houston's backyard, and he doesn't care. He's indifferent about it. He just wants to play ball, man.
I could care less. And I'm gonna sound really kind of selfish here. I'm an old JUCO ball coach. I drove on 16-passenger vans. I drove from Dodge City, Kansas to Mesa, Arizona for a basketball game, for a tournament in a bus. You had told me back then that I'm getting to coach basketball in the Sweet 16 and play Houston. I would sign up for it. I would crawl to get there. If we want to beat them, no matter where we play them, we'd have to play great. Guess what? We're going to have to do that tomorrow. And I think they're going to have to play well if they want a chance to beat us. And so we've won on the road. We've been pretty successful doing that in the Big Ten. So I don't pay too much attention to it. I'm just grateful for the opportunity. And playing Houston's a challenge enough. It doesn't matter where.
And Houston's head coach Kelvin Sampson had this to say about seemingly having the fan advantage. They're playing in their home city. Doesn't necessarily mean anything because he knows that the fan bases of the other teams come and travel well.
It's hard to say. In this same game last year, we were in Indianapolis, 60 whatever miles it was from Purdue's campus. They had 20,000 Purdue fans. And then the next game we played Tennessee. They had 20,000 Tennessee fans. So hard to say. I do know that having coached in the Big Ten for 2 years, that the Big Ten travels well. I would expect there'd be a lot of Illinois fans here. They have a tremendous program, terrific fan base, but so does Nebraska. We just witnessed that in Oklahoma City. I mean, they took that place over. And then Iowa. Iowa has a great fan base, so it'll be interesting. I think Houston got 4 great basketball programs and 4 great fan bases.
They certainly did, and we'll see who comes out of that tonight. Iowa, Nebraska, the big one that all of you will be paying attention to coming up in just over a half hour again on TBS. There tomorrow, since we won't have an afternoon show tomorrow, Duke at St. John's at 6:10, Michigan, Alabama tomorrow night at 6:35, UConn, Michigan State at 8:45, and then Iowa State, Tennessee at 9:10 tomorrow night. Pregame show for that one starts straight up 8 o'clock on all of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Women's Sweet 16 starts tomorrow, too, with Vandy and Notre Dame, UConn and North Carolina, UCLA and Minnesota, and LSU playing Duke. NBA tonight, to bring it back to the present moment, 3 games all starting at 6. None of them of real consequence tonight. The Knicks are in Charlotte. The Pelicans are in Detroit, and Sacramento is at Orlando. Hockey tonight, ESPN's got the doubleheader there with Minnesota and Florida and Edmonton and Vegas at 6 and 8:30 respectively. Chicago is at Philly tonight as well. And then St. Louis is hosting San Jose for the regional action in the NHL. I'll be watching hoops tonight. Should be great games tonight. Looking forward to watching Iowa, Nebraska. And again, no local show tomorrow. I've got tomorrow afternoon off, so you'll hear Freddie and Harry from ESPN. But keep up with us on social media for those games tonight. I will say, if you want to see me and Isaac embarrass ourselves on social media, you should cheer loud and proud for the Hawkeyes tonight. If you followed us or follow us, which you should on Instagram or Facebook, we have something cooking with our social media team here at the International Broadcast Center, where we have to do something embarrassing if Iowa beats Nebraska tonight. I believe mine is sing the Iowa fight song badly. So I got to warm up my vocal cords and sing badly and get the lyrics memorized just in case there's a win tonight. And I believe Isaac said he'd eat a lemon. That's much easier than singing badly and maybe a little less embarrassing. But if Iowa wins, you'll see us get quote-unquote punished for that. I don't know why we signed up for this, but we did. So look for that. If they win. If they lose, then we're not doing it. You got to win. So everybody send your good vibes if you want to see us embarrass ourselves on social media. Probably tomorrow afternoon if the outcome is the way we want it. That's happening. So another reason to cheer for Iowa. I said earlier the week I'm going to take Nebraska to win. Man, I don't know. I'm going to stick with that. I had Florida and Vanderbilt, so I'm a hater, I guess, for both of these teams. I've said that several times over the last couple of days. The Price Sanford gets his revenge. I just don't want to have to sing on camera. I'm not a bad singer by any means, but I'm just not comfortable with that. Nebraska wins by a hair. I'll just say that. That is me giving the KOD to myself, and now I'm going to have to embarrass myself, and so will Isaac, and so will our friends down the hall at Z102.9. That's what's going to happen, because I said it out loud. The opposite's going to happen. For our sake, for content's sake, hey, let's get Iowa and Iowa State both wins in the Sweet 16. Get them both to the Elite Eight. Iowa State, we probably would have had that on the bingo card. Iowa to the Elite Eight this year, definitely not. We'll talk about it all on Monday. Again, no local show tomorrow. You can always check out the podcast at kgymradio.com. And I'll be back with you Monday at 4 here on 1600 ESPN. Sweet 16 coverage up next. Have a great night. Enjoy the hoops. We'll talk to you again soon. Every-